Our GLT investigative series, Landlord v. Tenant, revealed the increasing tensions between landlords and tenants among the working poor who are often forced to live in substandard housing. GLT's Judy Valente today talks with three of the people seeking solutions to the affordable housing crisis in McLean County. They are Vasu Pinamaraju of the McLean County Regional Planning Commission, Jeremy Hayes of the Bloomington Housing Authority, and Laura Furlong of the Mark First Social Service Agency, who led a study on housing needs for the League of Women Voters of McLean County. Furlong tells Valente that the League study found three major issues that need to be addressed when it comes to creating additional affordable housing.
One was that there was a need for affordable, supportive, permanent housing for people in our community, that we didn't have enough of that. We also realized that there wasn't just one entity looking at housing. There were a lot of silos looking at housing for disability, housing for families, but not necessarily a global picture of what was happening in our community in terms of that. And so the thought was we really need a body that's going to look globally in our community about housing needs and moving forward on what solutions we might have for housing needs as well. We also realized that there, again, along with that, that we really had a need for global data. There was not a global one-stop shop, if you will, for what was happening in the housing world. And so it was very hard to get a picture of what was happening in the community as a whole.
One thing that was intriguing about your study was that you found that people make a lot of money in McLean County. However, the cost of rental housing had shot up, as well as the percent of income that people pay for their rental units. What did you make of that?
Well, the recommendation is that people not spend more than 30% of their income on housing. And we found that we had a large population, a portion of our population that spent between 30 and 50% of their income on housing. And we even had a few percentage points of folks that spent more than 50%.
What kind of hardship, then, does that place on the family? Are they having to balance food, medicine, rent?
Childcare would be another issue, absolutely. So something is going to have to give when you're, and that's why they say that 30%, that's a very common number that you'll hear nationally. HUD uses that number as well. But once you get over that, something has to be compromised. Quality childcare, good nutrition and health for your families, those are things that end up getting compromised.
Vasu Pinamaraju, you work with the Regional Planning Commission. You saw this study. What have you been doing about some of the issues that the League of Women Voters raised?
The League study was very intriguing. That was right around the same time as we were working on Bloomington Comprehensive Plan. League study made it very clear that we have to absolutely look at this regionally. So we were the lead agency, but definitely we partnered with Bloomington Housing Authority, City of Bloomington, Town of Normal, and many community partners like Mark First to undertake the study. At this point, we are towards the end of completing a regional housing study to understand the comprehensive needs. And like Laura pointed out, one of the biggest challenges that we have in this area is lack of data. While with this study, we were able to gather some really good data that helps us quantify some of the issues that we've heard.
Regional Planning Commission is expected to discuss findings from its two-year study of a variety of needs, including gaps in the county's existing housing stock, at a meeting on November 1st. Find the four-part series, Landlord v. Tenant, at our website, wglt.org.